Overall, I felt like I did well on the balls that came my way, the opportunities that I had. Still a lot to fix. I felt like I could have worked my releases better.
Is that what you were working on out there?
Yeah, releases and just, you know, I'm still getting the jugs in every day. So you want to critique yourself more than you give yourself credit.
What your senior year, you 12 catches, 130 yards. I'm not real familiar with your background. Were you hurt?
Against Notre Dame, our first game of the season, I had a high ankle sprain. And I kind of contemplated redshirting because it lingered throughout the season. But it ended up being an injury where you just had to play through it. It wasn't anything that the NCAA would credit as an injury that would, you know, give you another year. So I just had to battle through it. It was hard to practice. Like, it was hard to go out there and practice throughout the year. But the situation was what it was. So I just continued to pray on it. And, you know, the season definitely didn't turn out like I wanted it, but it was what it was.
Do you think that's why you flew under the radar a little bit with regards to the draft and stuff?
Definitely. It was just a series of unfortunate events. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it happens. You battle through it. And like I always tell people, I know what I'm capable of. So, you know, this situation right now is a blessing, and I just have to continue to take full advantage of it and stay on top of my body. Because, you know, like I said, first game of the season, my senior year at Texas, high ankle sprain. First day of pads last year, I had a quad injury. So just have to stay on top of my body, and I feel like I've been doing a much better job with that.
What was that like, having to have to deal with the injury early on at Texas your senior year, and then have to deal with it one year later once again?
It's frustrating, man, because you feel like you're doing everything right. You feel like you're in a good position. I remember that two-a-days session going into the season. I felt confident. I felt like I, you know, put the work in. Like, I did what I had to do. I was working harder than I ever had. And then, unfortunately, it happened, and it was kind of just a freak accident. I'm going to block the man. Running back behind me got tripped up and fell into my ankle. And then, from there, I just had to battle through it.
So did you feel like it was, like, pretty much all on your pro day with regards to how much interest you were going to get?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
That was a big day for you.
Right. When I think back on that day, I remember it was, you know, so much mental pressure on myself because I knew – you know, that would carry more weight than my senior year did. I had an idea of the numbers that I'd put up, but I knew how crucial it'd be, because if I don't go out there and do what I did at the pro day, you know, there I might not be here right now. I might be at home. There's no telling where I'm at, you know, fighting to be anywhere. So that pro day was huge for me.
I guess you kind of got to take every day in training camp like that, I guess, because you never know when your opportunities are going to come, and you got to make the most of them.
Absolutely. And like I said, it's a blessed situation. And that's something where you develop that mental toughness over time. And from the pro day to last year to now, I'm just, you know, every day just fighting and just starting over, not getting too high, too low on myself, just staying even keel and making the most each day.
Are you the same size and weight as you were when you were playing your senior year, or have you put on?
Oh, no. My senior year at Texas, I was probably, 190? Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm 208, 210. Pretty consistent. So I put on a good amount of weight.
Is that all from right after school, just kind of trying to get yourself in shape for the NFL?
Yeah, absolutely. Because at the pro day, I was like 204, 205. And once I got here, I was just, you know, putting on the weight, eating every day. And, you know, it's football. So you want to take care of your body just like you take care of anything else.
Is that day-by-day process almost a snap-by-snap process too? You really can't get too far ahead of yourself, even with how well camp's been going so far?
Absolutely. You know, I take each day as a restart. You know, I try not to think too much on the day before, unless it was something I feel like I need to work on. And like I said, today I made some plays, but it's a lot of things that I know the coaches will be on me about, and I need to continue to, you know, get better at. And that's why I stay after and things like that.
And Doug was just talking about the importance of blocking for the wide receivers too. How much have they emphasized that, your receivers coach? How much does that factor into finding the success you need to do?
Oh, that's huge. You know, you want to fight for your teammates, your brothers, just like you would if you had the ball and you wanted them to, you know, do the same for you.
Without Alshon or Trey out there today, how important are days like this, especially live periods, to further showcase who you are?
I mean, it's huge. It's very huge. And it's also, just mentally preparing for that first preseason game in Green Bay. You know, you're going against the first defense. You're going against some of the best corners that we have on our team. Like I said, the best players on our team, whether it's the safeties, the secondary, whoever it may be, you're going against great competition. So you want to just hone that in. Like I said, take it snap by snap and really have that mental preparation, so when you get into the game, you're not flustered.